Tim and Jess, Tim and Jess. Jess is back and she's stealing other show openers to do the podcast opener.
I thought it's a catch up. How dare you? Terminology. Didn't you read that email? Oh, mate.
I can be on loud. Stop making notifications.
Good. So Jess is back. It's good to have you back somewhat.
Yeah, look, I'm going to be real. Today, probably not my finest work.
No. I'm not even going to stick up for you,
sorry. You're about to hear why.
Yeah. Get ready. And this is like this, you know what the worrying part is? This is the best bits of today. We didn't even put in the bad bits.
This is everything. I've kept it all in.
You know that song by Kesha, This Is Me from The Greatest Showman? Yeah. It's really standing proud for you today. This is me. Forgot words. forgot that if you touch a microphone when it's on that it makes a sound. Also forgot that when I turn on the microphones, if you say goodbye to someone leaving the studio, that often will be heard over the radio. But again, that's not in the catch-up because it's only the best bits today.
You're so welcome that I'm back. What a glorious day for everybody.
Yeah, that's pretty much everything that happened on the show. Like, we tried to speak, but anyway.
I got real serious for a bit there as well.
You got serious?
With some strawberry chat?
Yeah, we've had strawberry chat every day. Like, it's still something that's pressing. Yeah,
so...
Well, mate, we all can't be bringing 30 bars of soap to all of our friends. Just quick one. Jess brought, and I appreciate it.
No,
I really like this. I really appreciate Jess brought a gift back for me from being away because she knows I love lemongrass. Anything lemongrass, I love. Bought me some lemongrass soaps. I felt very special until she started handing out soaps to everyone in the office.
Listen, I put aside the lemongrass soaps for you and Mum was like, don't be such a tight ass. Give him some more soaps. And she started bagging soaps for everyone.
I put my head in the plastic bag you gave me to have a sniff of the multiple different
Don't do that flavors. At home.
I didn't seal it. And I'm pretty sure that's the closest I'll ever do to having meth or something because that
Jim.
Was a feeling. That was an experience, kids. Don't try it.
Get to the show.
Here we go. Yeah. Get up out of bed. Get up. Get up with Tim and Jess. Hit CQ.
Good morning. Tim and Jess here on Hit CQ for your Thursday morning. Jess is back in the building.
Good morning. I'm so keen to be back. I got nearly next to no sleep last night. I was so excited to get in here.
All right. What else are you up to? Calm down, mate. You've been away for a few days. We don't need to know exactly the graphic details of what you've been up to. So just calm down.
What do you mean?
Just bring it on home. I don't care what you and your new boo are getting up to.
Okay.
You were excited for a different reason and you need to just chill for a quick minute because
we
have a lot to get through. It is a hot day here in central Queensland.
Yes.
Drink water. Also, be listening after 8 to play the pressure test. Two important things to get through today.
You've written the pressure test questions today, so this could be interesting.
The first question is, who is the worst out of Tim and Jess?
Right.
And Jess is the answer. I'll give you that one.
Is that really the question?
No. Again, you haven't prepared for work today. You should know this. That's all right. You'll figure out the questions after 8 a.m. this morning.
We also want to talk, coming up next, about a little escapee from the Rocky Zoo.
Well, they don't know if this had been escaped, if this was stolen, if there was treachery in the muddy waters of the Rockhampton Zoo. But they think is the key word here, that they may have found a crocodile that went missing from the Rockhampton Zoo 10 years ago.
I love me a bit of speculation.
Love me a bit of spec for a Thursday. Let's go through this spec up next on Hit CQ.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
And I want to take you back to the year 2008. Lady Gaga was at the top of the charts with Poker Face.
Oh.
Kevin Rudd was just starting his reign as Prime Minister. And a crocodile was stolen from the Rockhampton Zoo.
Oh, scandal.
Are you there? 2008. What year was I in 2008?
I was year 11, so you would have been year 10.
Yeah. Jeez.
Oh, we're showing our age now.
Life. And here we are. As I was just saying, crocodile stolen from the Rockhampton Zoo. So this is very well known to people growing up here in CQ. The story, I was rereading the story that was in the bulletin 10 years ago.
Oh, right.
And three thieves stole this crocodile. Their original plan was to steal a crocodile. A koala. But it got too aggressive. So they thought, you know what?
The koala got too aggressive.
I'll go for the crocodile. And so this was Missy the crocodile. She was stolen 10 years ago. Never been seen since. Or... Has she been spotted in a dam in Mount Morgan?
What? How did she get to Mount Morgan?
Well, that's the thing. There was a photo of a crocodile in a dam at Mount Morgan, and then people are saying, how did this crocodile end up in the waters here in Mount Morgan? And then someone on Facebook said, hey, guys, maybe, just maybe, this is Missy.
Okay. Listen, I don't want to be, like, crocodile racist here, but how can you tell which crocodile's which?
Wow.
They all look the same.
Are you hearing yourself? I've never been more offended. Tell me I'm wrong. You're calling an entire species.
If you saw just a regular crocodile, could you be like, oh, that's not Missy?
That's Gary.
Like, how?
How?
How well, do they know it's Missy?
Well, no one's gone up to ask it for its name just yet.
She's not wearing a name necklace.
Or that's what I said many minutes ago. This is just speculation. Right. That this is the size of about what Missy would be if she was still alive. So it's old news rediscovered.
Right.
I would love to think that this is Missy. And how can we steal this crocodile from the dam in Mount Morgan?
Okay.
How can we do it? I don't know how to steal crocodiles.
Where are the three blokes that stole her initially?
Mate, they're sexist. It could have been women. Here we go.
Racist, sexist.
Welcome back, Jess.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
The biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland, and unfortunately we're still talking about the needles that have been found in strawberries.
Yep, sewing needles were found in strawberries. Even earlier reports that there were some in apples and bananas earlier this week from some disgruntled employees, wherever they may be.
The initial reports were that it was a disgruntled employee, but New South Wales police have since said that many of the cases that have come to light since have been copycat attacks.
It's not good to hear. It is confirmed that it's been in every single state in the country now as well. So it's even out in WA, down in Tassie. It's not good at all.
The Acting Assistant Commissioner of the New South Wales Police, Stuart Smith, had a press conference yesterday, said they've actually made some arrests. They've found the culprits of some of the people from New South Wales. They don't believe these were the initial contaminations.
No.
It was actually a young boy, so they can't actually reveal the names or identities because it is a young boy that has admitted to doing this, and he will be sorted out through the youth system.
I have heard that it is most unfortunate. I think Queensland is the state most affected by these sewing needles. And strawberry, Aldi's come back and put some strawberries back on the shelves, the brands that weren't affected, but it's just, I even said on the show the other day, maybe just for the next month, like a strawberry's that essential to your diet.
Do you know what though? I feel sorry for the farmers, Tim, because
absolutely, they're losing business.
Just because you know there's been a couple of contaminations doesn't mean you can't buy your strawberries still and just cut them. Cut them up, chop them before you chuck them. That's all I'm saying.
Chop before you chuck. Well, that's Coles' new saying, so let's not steal it as a Jessica Pantu original trademark.
They come out and said that.
Yes, they have.
Oh my God, I should work for Coles.
You go, mate. I'd prefer it.
Anyway, I don't think you should just eliminate strawberries from your diet. Let's help out those farmers that have been affected by this, and let's go out and buy the strawberries still. Just make sure you're checking them before you put them in your mouth.
Hashtag put your strawberries out. You're right. See, that's a new one. Bang.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
We may be out of the winter months, and yes, it is technically 33 degrees today.
Oh, God.
But if you struggle with having cold feet, but yet still wanting the freedom of toe movement, then boy, have I got a product for you. And now this has nothing to do, this is not my personal investment that I've made, it is something I've stumbled across.
Is this toe socks? Because I used to have them. They were amazing.
It's not toe socks. It's in a variation. They are thong socks.
Oh, no.
Or jandal socks, or plugger socks, whatever you want to call them. Essentially, you know how like fingerless gloves have the part that comes up to about the second knuckle or so?
Sure.
So these thong socks, because you would think, oh, so what, does it just come up to the second knuckle or the first knuckle on your toe?
Yeah.
No, it does not. I've sent you an image if you want to open it up.
Right.
It has two holes, one for the big toe.
Oh.
And then there is a separating part of fabric, and then there is another hole where the other four toes go. So essentially, if you're using
your hand. So it's like a mitten.
No, it's not like a mitten because it doesn't cover the toes and the any of the ends of the toes.
Right.
So if you put your hand out right now, if you're listening in front of you, put your hand out, separate your thumb, off like you're making an L in your hand.
Yeah.
Where your thumb lining is, where that webbing is where the fabric, and then it all just did two big holes. So if you want to wear thongs or sandals, like a lot of women, like professional women, wear like very fancy sandals.
All right.
But if it's a bit chilly in the morning, if you get up early to go to work, this is the perfect thing for you.
Because you can still poke your toes out and no one will ever know that you're wearing anything.
Because nobody likes the feel, like no one would want a feeling of fabric in between each individual toe.
Toe socks still give me like the irky feeling.
I didn't know they exist. Like I've seen, rainbow.
Rainbow toe socks. They were all the rage. And even just like thinking about like putting it on my little pinky toe, I'm like, whoa.
Look, there is a lot of backlash online, people saying this is garbage. We don't need these. Why are people inventing it? But especially, I think, for central Queensland, where it's hot and cold sometimes across in a 24-hour period, especially out in Emerald. This is perfect for
Emerald. You never see a Queenslander not wearing thongs, even in the middle of winter.
That's why we got this job. I came in a tuxedo with my pluggers. You're welcome. I can't wait to re-sign the contract with my toe socks on up next. It's Tim here on It's EQ. And Jeff. Oh, no!
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hits.
Tim and Jess.
Yes.
On Hits.
I am back.
Yes, you
are. Not that you'd know because Tim doesn't think I'm here anymore.
I understand that, yes, before that song started, I said, it's Tim here on Hits CQ. But I did backtrack and immediately panic and say, and Jess.
I mean, technically, you're not wrong. You are here.
Yes. And also, eventually, you are here as well.
As well,
so if you could just get off my ass about the branding on this show, we could move along.
I'm sorry that I'd want you to put my name next to our show.
You're welcome. What's coming up next, bud? If you want to be so involved in the show, what's coming up next?
I want to talk about North and South Korea. They've agreed to jointly bid for the 2032 Olympics. And like, there's just so much to unpack here.
Yeah.
I'm calling skeptics.
Skeptics.
Suspicious. I'm going to find a word.
Maybe it should just be Tim here on Hits EQ.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hits.
North and South Korea.
Two beautiful countries.
We've been keeping our eye on them because the last couple of months.
All of us, yes, collectively. Just making sure we're safe. Going,
yo, guys, you doing okay? They have decided to make a bit of a truce.
Hey, to be fair, 2018 has been the most civil year between the Koreas in a very, very long time. The Korean War is still actually going because there has been no official declaration that it's over.
This is why I'm sus. And I'm even more sus now that they're apparently putting together this joint bid for the 2032 Summer Olympic Games.
Bring it on. They did an all right job with the Winter Olympics this year.
Right.
That was a joint hosting and nobody was murdered.
Fair.
That we know.
I'll allow it. That we know of.
See, I like to imagine Kim Jong-un, the leader of North Korea, his plan was to get lots of South Korean leaders playing sports so that he can invite them and then take them out.
Oh, you reckon that's
No, I'm having having a joke, but sure, we can take that as serious information. This is an interesting bid, though, I agree.
It is an interesting bid. And look, they've already confirmed that in the next few Olympic Games, they will be competing as a unified country.
Yes, because it makes sense. The Korean Peninsula, they should be together. And I am a big fan of these joint hosting games because obviously, like things like the Olympics and the World Cup, it only comes around every 4 years. And if you went through every country, it's going to take 800 years.
Right.
So, like the World Cup in, I think it's 2028 or whatever it is. No, sorry, 2030. Mm. It's going to be Mexico, Canada and the United States.
Ooh.
Share it around.
Yeah, absolutely.
Share it around the Koreans.
Well, look, it's the first time. Today's the summit that they had today to announce their bid.
Yes.
Was the first time that a North Korean leader has set foot in South Korea since the two nations formally split in 1945.
Wasn't there a moment earlier this year? Oh, no, this was the South Korean leader.
No, South went up north.
No, I'm pretty sure at the line, they both had a moment of going, hey, all right, let's stand in your country for 10 seconds. Hey, let's stand in your... Just to make it
like
even.
Like when you're on the border of New South Wales and Queensland, you're like, I'm in Queensland.
I'm in New South Wales. Essentially, there was the political version of the state line.
Who knows? The Olympic Games 2032 could be North and South Korea.
And knowing how it'll all go, it'll be very expensive because obviously North Korea, there'll be events there and it's very tricky to get into North Korea. I'm going
to
start
They're going to have to get a bit more lax.
I'm going to start saving my deng now so I can
Your
head
ding.
Over there. Yeah, that's the currency in North Korea. Save up some deng, get over there and check it out. I've got, literally 14 years to do so?
That's if they even do it.
Yeah, I'll probably still be saving towards the line anyway.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Jess is back in the building. Mm-hmm. 2 days left of this week. We're going to have some fun with
you. Are you proud of me? I came back with a voice this time.
You are very strange in that no matter how long you go away for and no matter what you do, whether you go out and party or you just go to a tea drinking event or whatever you do, it's the most placid thing ever.
I went to a wedding this weekend and I still have a voice. Yeah, I feel like I need a round of applause.
You've also had 4 days to recover. Yes. And if you can't recover in 4 days...
Monday I was in a bad way.
I'm interested to how your vocal box shuts down after not being...
I had vocal nodules.
Yeah, but that's...
And so, no, the vocal nodules, they're for life,
guys. I just need a...
when you have vocal nodules...
Yeah? What's happening?
It just means that every time I need to keep my vocal cords well lubricated. Oh. And I need them...
I'm sure at the wedding you were keeping it very well lubricated.
And you need to make sure you don't strain the voice too much, which is why I don't yell ever.
Ever. And obviously most weddings are dry events, so this would be really hard.
Absolutely, so yes. I was the MC, so you know I was quiet all night.
We send well wishes to your vocal nodules. What a serious and important thing that is. But no, if we could stop focusing on how sad you are, we need to focus on more important things.
Yes.
Because...
the pressure test in 1 hour's time.
Yep. If you know everything, all the knowledge in the known universe, that would be handy. We've had a few people that haven't known everything this week so far, and that's really starting to really go against their favour. We're playing that after 8, so make sure you are listening out. And obviously there's a lot of chat about food tampering at the moment, finding needles in strawberries, bananas, apples, you name it. Even Scott Morrison this morning coming out and saying there's going to be harsher punishments. I have found something that's not a needle. You can judge if it's worse than a needle in someone's meal. I'll explain more up next on Hit CQ.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Morgan Evans there. The song is called Day Drunk. 7 past 7, Tim and Jess here on Hit CQ. That song's message goes against our codes and practices, but it's catchy, so we'll let it slide.
We can't read out the lyrics to that song.
But we
but
can.
Morgan Evans can skin it.
We can...
Morgan can sing it.
Sorry. you've had a faux pas, buddy. Hey.
I'm doing so well this morning.
Reset. Tim and Jess here on Hit CQ. And
Morgan Evans, day drunk there.
Yeah, a Chinese restaurant chain has lost $145 million because a woman found a dead rat in her soup.
Oh, no.
Obviously, at the moment, finding things that food have in them, like sewing needles in strawberries, bananas, apples, that's going on at the moment. Scott Morrison, our Prime Minister this week, this week I said it, not the Prime Minister this week, but
I mean,
who knows?
Both work.
He has said there's going to be harsher punishments for those caught tampering with food. But this lady in the province of Shandong, China, found the rat inside of her soup, and she is not happy.
I wouldn't be either.
$145 million out of pocket. And it did get me thinking about things that I found in my food. Quick one, we were having a bit of cake a few weeks ago, yourself and I, found a good old long strand of hair baked in the cake, like a wave.
We bought the cake as well, and like you started pulling it out like a thread.
I felt like a magician. It just kept coming.
It was so gross. And then you still ate the cake.
Because it was baked, so it's baked the DNA off it. But my favourite one, it was a home-cooked meal. Dad never cooked, really, and he finally cooked. And I was eating, I think it was spaghetti bolognese, and I was eating, and I was, something's really tough, and I pulled it out. It's a piece of bark.
Bark!
Somehow, on a fish shirt.
Was he cooking outside?
I don't know. He was rolling around in the mulch outside. And so there was a bit of mulch in the food. Have you ever found anything in your food?
When I used to waitress. That was my first job. I was a waitress at an Italian restaurant. And I handed a lady a Caesar salad once, and she tapped me on the shoulder and she was like, excuse me, miss, could I just grab another salad? I was like, yeah, is there anything wrong? And she was like, oh, just this moth on my plate. And it was just covered in Caesar dressing, just like, trying to get off the plate.
It's like the kill me. Yeah. So it's an unfortunate moment. Yeah. I've never thought of suing anybody.
No.
I didn't know you could do that.
Apparently the moth thing happened a lot.
Don't sue. Be better than that. A rat, I can understand, though. But, hey, I want to know, 13, 12, 16, what'd you find in your food?
Oh.
I want to get the most gross things, then we can make a meal, have, like, a whole setting, like a feast of all these meals with all these things inside them.
Yeah, the worst Last Supper ever.
Absolutely. Even Jesus wouldn't rock up. 13, 12, 16, give us a call. What did you find in your food? It's Tim and Jess here on Hit CQ. 13, 12, 16, we have been asking, what did you find in your food? And yes, this, I guess, goes back to sewing needles and strawberries. If you haven't heard of it, it's the biggest news of the last 3 weeks, I'd say.
But really, something even just more disgusting.
Oh, I'd be more up. Sewing needles dangerous and it's disgusting what's happening, but a woman in China found a rat in her soup.
Oh, rats are big.
It was a little baby rat, so calm down. Oh. If it was a big rat, I'd be upset. Little baby rat.
Still, what are they thinking? It's croutons or something? Like,
it's a different type of bok choy. She sued the restaurant for $145 million.
Whoa.
Because it was a chain of restaurants in China. Obviously, that's where the money is in the world.
China bun.
And China money, she got that dong. That's the currency in China. So can't get in trouble for that one, technically. But we have been asking, what did you find in your food? And we've had Kelly from Tanham call through. Kelly, what did you find in your food?
I'm not even sure what it is still, but it was like a little lump. And it was hard and it kind of looked like meat, but I know it wasn't meat. It was just in the bottom of some Chinese food that I was eating.
Oh, no. You know, it's probably a mushroom. Every time I get a mushroom in, like, my, like, hockey and noodles, I'm like, oh, this doesn't, like, mushroom's got a weird texture. It's always, like, bug or mushroom, you know?
That's true. I'm hoping it was a mushroom. I didn't eat it just in case. I ate a little bit off the side just because I was like,
curiosity.
Curious.
Kelly,
but I couldn't tell.
If you're listening right now, if you don't know what it is, don't eat it. That's some advice.
Could be a mushroom, though.
I just think it could be the end of someone's finger also.
Oh,
you know?
Damn.
I'm just saying. That's why you shouldn't eat it. Like, you, for all you know, you've just licked some dead person's finger.
Tim.
I really hope not.
Hey, I'm just having real moments here and I just,
Kelly,
again,
I'm so sorry.
No.
You didn't eat someone's finger, Kelly. It was probably a mushroom. Ooh. My vote's on mushroom.
All right.
Or like a baby corn.
Young baby. Anyway, thanks for your call, Cal.
Thanks, guys.
And we got Derek from Rocky on 13, 12, 16. Derek, what did you find in your food, mate?
We went to a restaurant and we found staples in our burgers.
You're kidding. Like, are we talking
Don't name the restaurant.
Are we
Derek?
Talking single staples or are we talking like groups of staples?
Like that
Multiple staples. And the worst part is when we complained about it, they said, oh, we know how it got there, but it shouldn't be there.
Oh, you know. That, to be fair, that is an accurate reason and an accurate
thing. I hope someone got fired, Derek.
Yeah, I'm not too sure,
I'm assuming you probably weren't too chuffed that you found staples inside your burger. I mean,
not really.
I know we all know that getting the bun to stay down when you're eating a burger.
I mean, it's typical.
It's a bit of a bitch.
Generally, like they stick a skewer in.
You don't just get out the industrial staper and honk it down onto the patty. All right. Well, I'm glad you're okay, Derek. We appreciate your call, mate.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
Joined now by our Hollywood Entertainment reporter, Dean McCarthy. Dean, Sesame Street have made a big confirmation yesterday. I'll allow you to do the honours.
Okay, I don't even know how to start this story. Essentially, one of the creators of Sesame Street has revealed that Bert and Ernie are gay and that they were based off his own life. So he based the two characters off his own relationship with another man, and that is how they came to be. Now, let me just say this, though. So, first of all, shook. However, Sesame Street have now, literally yesterday, released an official press statement saying this. Bert and Ernie are puppets, and they have no sexuality. They are not sexual beings. They are puppets.
Right.
So, therefore, they are not gay or straight or anything because they are non-sexual. They are puppets.
Just the politically correct statement.
I mean, the fact that in 2018 we had to have that sort of a press release
from Sesame Street
is so incredible.
To be honest, I thought that I'd always assumed as much
about
Bernoulli, but I guess it is an important step to at least acknowledge it and have it as a purpose.
I mean, like, growing up, I never knew that Mr. Burns and Smithers, I never knew Smithers was gay until
what,
I was, like, an
Dean?
Adult. I
just, oh,
I
never Dean, got it was it. So obvious, mate.
Watch the show.
Yeah, but I just thought, I never got it. I don't know. I guess
see,
I was.
See, with Bernie, Bernie, my thing was they don't even share a bed. Like, oh, no, they've got separate beds.
It's a, it's a constant fight. So
oh, right, okay.
It's just like any other relationship. So it's great to see that these things are coming through. So we appreciate your time, Dean.
Bye, guys.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
13, 12, 16, how long have you been kept on hold?
On the phone?
On the phone.
Or just like someone holding you against...
I mean... I'll be impressed either way.
Yeah, sure.
But I specifically want to talk about the phone because I was on the phone to a certain airline yesterday.
Qantas! I'm so sorry.
Tim.
I sneezed.
Bless you. And they were like, I'm so sorry. You're experiencing extra long wait times at the moment.
You get that. It's a big airline.
If you need help and assistance, please head to our website. My issue... was with the website. So your girl had to wait on the phone.
I don't like the font you're using. I want to speak to your manager.
1 hour and 3 minutes later, I finally got through to an operator. And it startled me so much because I was just like off doing other things.
You put the phone down loudspeaker because you can't just be sitting there with it. Otherwise, you get sweaty phone.
Yeah. She was like, hello, Debbie speaking. I was like, Debbie, you scared me.
I see. Look, it's an... uncomfortable amount of time to be on hold, but see, I look at that and go, I'm not surprised.
Like, really?
It's
annoying.
It's
the longest I've
ever
been on hold with someone.
Because normally you'd hang up,
yeah,
I'd assume.
I
because
give
this
up.
One benefited you if you actually spoke to the person. So you were like, no, I need to hang around. Mm. And it is an unfortunate moment because it can happen where you're like, well, this needs to happen, but also... do I really care?
How long have you, can you beat an hour and 3 minutes?
I think, I don't know if I can beat it, but I'm very good at keeping myself busy while I'm on hold.
Right.
I was on hold maybe for 45 minutes with, I can't remember who it was. I think it was my health insurance. And I just played Xbox.
Sure.
And I scored a goal and then...
Did it scare you when they answered finally? It always spooks me.
Well, I was more frustrated because I was playing a soccer game and they caught me right when I was about to kick a goal. So
I mean,
was
how
like,
dare they
Helen, I need to bump something down, but not right now. So
look, on our Facebook page, just search for Hit Central Queensland. Kim said, my husband was on hold to Telstra prepaid on Monday for 3.5 hours to not talk to anyone and for the line to be disconnected. 3.5 hours and the phone just cuts out. I would cry. I would honestly cry.
That's a big day. And hopefully her husband didn't just sit there with the phone. He did something.
He probably did. Apparently he wasn't a happy camper.
No. Well, maybe that's why he got no signal. He was camping. Yeah. He was a happy camper, but shouldn't have been camping in the first place.
13, 12, 16. How long have you been kept on hold?
Oh, yeah.
I want the longest hold wait. Can we beat 3.5 hours?
I don't
think
so. That
was massive.
I don't think so. 13, 12, 16, how long were you kept on hold? Give us a call. 13, 12, 16, we have been asking, just like that song, for those few seconds,
mm-hmm.
How long were you on hold for? 2 seconds isn't that long.
I thought that yesterday when I was kept on hold for 1 hour and 3 minutes that was a long time.
Like it's the biggest injustice that's ever happened to you
in the world. Because don't they know who I am, Tim? I'm Jessica. I haven't got time for this.
I'm genuinely shocked that you've just said that. You always go around going, I'm not famous.
Okay. And it wasn't this the famous is the thing. It was just that I am Jessica and I don't deserve to be put on hold.
You have less patience than a
no
one,
patience.
Than a one-staffed hospital.
If I get put on hold for 15 minutes, I'll be angry. 1 hour and 3 minutes. It was a joke.
Yeah. Someone on Facebook beat you straight away on HitCQ. 3.5 hours just this Monday. And we've had Erin call through on 13, 12, 16. Erin, how long were you put on hold for?
8.5 hours, or 8 hours and 26 minutes.
Erin, stop it.
Okay, Erin, I'm gonna call this now. You're the winner, but you also have lost. Can you explain exactly why you were on hold for 8.5 hours?
All right, yeah, I used to work for Telstra, and it was before the days of computers, so you used to go into the store, and you used to dial the number to get a connection through,
wow.
Put the customer's connection through, yep, and then it was, yeah, so we walked in at 8 o'clock, and at 5 o'clock we were still on hold, and we'd have to put everything through in the afternoon.
did this phone go past business hours?
Yes!
Yeah,
We've got to keep the store open an extra half hour. Please go.
We used to close the store, and then we used to put all the contracts through after that.
Wow. God. Yep. 8.5, a full working day being on hold. Like, you see that in comedy movies where it's like they're trying to get a hold of someone.
Yeah, but from what Aaron's saying, this is the longest, but this isn't, like, an uncommon occurrence.
Well, this is all. Like, I'm assuming this is the 90s.
This was early 2000s.
Before that, dang internet saved us all.
Oh, I know, but it was an everyday occurrence. That's what we did. We walked in, unlocked the door, turned the lights on, dialed the number.
8.5 hours.
Well, look, Aaron, I said this earlier. You win, but really have you? So I guess...
You know what? The best thing was I got paid for doing it.
Yes.
See, Jess, you didn't get paid.
No, I didn't.
At least Aaron's making some money out
of it.
In fact,
I spent $5 on a coffee while I waited.
There you go. I am the winner in the end. I am the winner.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on HIT.
Tim and Jess's pressure test.
Thanks to Heron Island.
The Great Barrier Reef on your doorstep. The turtle season is upon us, and now is the perfect time to explore Heron Island and everything it has to offer.
And the way you can do that is by answering 10 questions successfully in 60 seconds, winning, destroying, dismantling the pressure test. And Sarah from Comet is playing this morning. Now, Sarah, do you play along in the car or while you're sitting at home?
Sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes that's good. Are you good at more general knowledge, or like, would you say you're like really good at tests?
Yeah, what's your strengths?
Oh, probably music.
Music, okay.
Well, I wrote the questions today, but I've forgotten what I've written down, so...
There is a couple of music questions.
Well, hopefully you can at least get them. Sarah.
Good luck, Sarah.
Good luck. Your time...
Thank you.
...starts now.
Who stars as Neo in the Matrix movies?
Keanu Reeves.
Finish the quote from this movie, The Shining. Here's who.
No idea.
Get Your Freak On, Work It, and Lose Control are songs by which female artist?
Rihanna.
Which of these movies did Sir Ian McKellen not have a role in? Harry Potter, The Lord of the Rings, or Beauty and the Beast?
Beauty and the Beast.
Toucans are native to both South and North America. True or false? The character Pepe Le Pew is what type of animal?
Gunk.
LeBron James is known for playing which sport?
Basketball.
In which TV show would you find Salem the Black Cat and a teenage witch?
The brand of teenage witch.
Does Italy border Germany or Austria?
Germany.
Which Disney princess falls asleep after pricking her finger on a cursed spinning wheel?
Sleepy
Beauty?
No.
Sarah.
She was doing good. She was on a roll after the first five.
I think you only got a few wrong in the start.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we passed on the quote from The Shining. Here's Johnny.
Here's Johnny. You got to read it like that.
Here's Johnny. Yep. Yeah. Scream it. Get Your Freak On, Work It, and Lose Control are Missy Elliott songs.
Oh, I was singing like Get Your Freak On, but I didn't
I mean, Rihanna, Missy Elliott.
No. Don't say what you're about to say.
I'm going to say Rihanna is the new Missy Elliott. She came after Missy.
They're nothing alike, but sure, let's roll on with it.
Anyway, toucans are native to both South and North America as well. I didn't know that one. That's new.
Well, neither did Sarah, but you gave it a red hot crack, Sarah, so we really appreciate your time. If you want to play the pressure test, make sure you're listening every day after 8 a.m. It's Tim and Jess here on Hit CQ.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Spell my name. Something multicultural, something that's a mouthful. Baby, spell my name.
Spell my name.
We think we can guess it. You will be so stressing. Let us spell your name.
Gonna try and spell some names. Haven't got one right in 5 weeks.
Yeah.
Got a good feeling.
I am confident. Today we're gonna get at least one.
Yep.
That is gonna happen.
All right. Who have we got first?
We've got Ayla from Yeppoon.
Ayla, what name are we spelling?
Shoe.
All right, shoe.
Shoe or Hugh?
Shoe.
I'm just going to go Shoe. Is that right, Ayla?
No.
Come on.
Okay, Shuhe.
No.
What is it, Ayla?
Shuh.
So, Jess, you were on the, like, it's like shuck.
Yeah.
Shuck.
I dropped a C. That's and I added an E.
Thank you very much for playing, Ayla.
thanks.
And we've got Emily from Rockhampton on 13, 12, 16. Emily, what are we spelling, mate?
We're spelling my daughter's name, Anna Lee.
Anna Lee.
Oh, Jess, you go first.
I know an Anna Lee.
All right.
I'm going to go with A-N-N-A-L-I-E.
Nope.
Oh. All right. I'm going to go similar. A-N-N-A-L-E-I-G-H.
Nope.
I mean, good call on the Lee.
Emily, what is it, though?
A-N-N-A-L-E-A.
Annalia.
Oh! Annalia. Yeah. See, that's Annalia, right?
But like, it's Annalia. No, Annalia.
That's
Lee.
What everyone says.
Like Meadow Lee.
Yeah.
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 Damn.
Thanks, Emily.
That was...
Emily.
L-E-A? L-E-A.
Thanks, mate.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
And finally, let's round this off with a win. Hayley from Yeppoon. Hayley, what name are we spelling?
It's my daughter's name, and it's Sian.
Sian. Oh, okay. Yeah. S-I-A-N.
No, everyone does that. That's Cyan, and that's what I hate. No.
Is
it? That's a good clue, Tim.
Is it C-I-A-N?
No, you're totally way off.
Yeah, of course he is.
How come Jess didn't get insulted? What's
oh, I'm sorry. I just hate when people put C's and I's.
Fair enough. Like, all right.
I grew up with a literate dad, so I had to learn from my dad.
What's the correct
spelling? The way to spell it is S-E-A-R-N, the way it sounds. C-A-R-N.
S-E-A-R-N.
A-R-N. Oh. Write it down.
It's like Sean with an R.
Yeah, pretty much. And when we went to the doctors, we got called Sean Lops.
Sharn.
No, well, Sian.
Yeah, Sian. Sorry, my bad. But thank you for playing.
That's all right. Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
You too.
Wow,
six weeks.
So confident.
Bring
today.
It up to 6 weeks, guys. We're getting there. Can we go for 2 months? Probably.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Yeah, Oktoberfest is coming to Gladstone on GCC.
Sorry, didn't hear you. Got my accordion out. Continue.
At the GCC, October 13, we are just 3 weeks away. And before I left for a little bit of a R&R and a wedding over the weekend,
sure.
I said to you, Tim, we really need to sort out our costumes. Because we are hosting Oktoberfest. So I need to get my drindle. You need to get your lederhosen. We need to get this sorted. I left it with you. How have you gone?
I disagree. I don't remember this conversation of you telling me to get costumes.
We had it on air. I said that we need...
Sorry, the computer keeps making these funny sounds. Keep speaking.
I said to you that costumes in Germany, the Oktoberfest, Australians have been really letting people down and they've been using too many graphic
sultry uniforms.
So we need to step it up.
I don't remember this conference again. The computer is doing really strange things.
Done nothing.
Well, we didn't have the conversation, so there's nothing. Right. There was never an instruction for me. You know me. I love a good instruction. That's why I like Lego. That's why I like crying alone at my house, because there's clear instructions on what to do.
My problem was I didn't write it down for you.
Yep, that's the one. No, sorry. Again, the computer is absolutely having a mind of its own. But I understand that you have an expectation of me, but when you don't verbalise it and put it on a piece of paper and then physicalise it, what am I meant to do?
All right, we need to get our costume sorted. You need to get your costume sorted. October 13th at the GECC. Yeah, I'll sort yours out.
I was going to say.
Clearly, I can't leave you with any sort of responsibility.
Oh, sorry, mate. Just been making a subpar radio show for the last 6 days. So
subpar indeed.
Sue me for not focusing on my letterhausen.
I listen to your story. I don't know. I leave you alone for like 3 days write a children's book.
I wrote a kid's book. clearly, I thought my job was probably going to be taken away from underneath me, so I dabbled into something else. Actually surprised about the nice feedback I'm getting, because it was just a bit of a joke, you know.
People feel sorry for you.
That's what I'm picking up. A lot of it's from my aunties, so you can really believe their opinion. Anyway, look, we could joke about how bad I am at most things all morning long.
Oh, we'd be here for hours.
Exactly. We absolutely have to get going. Tomorrow on the show, it's R&B Fridays and the return of Riddle Me This.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a new system so that you can't cheat.
Aww. That's no fun.
Oh, God. Hooroo.
Tim and Jess. Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on Hit.